Here's the point, as I see it. Plato claims that philosophy, whether starting in love, whether starting in contemplation of ordinary life, no matter, is a way of life that can lead you through ordinary life into a place where you come into contact with the true, the good, the beautiful, which is what makes life be what it is. You can do that. It's possible. Socrates has done it, and presumably Plato has done it too. But, it's also possible to make that ascent, to get to the top and say, nah, I don't think so. Too much work. I'm not up to it. I am having a darn good time here, and that's wonderful and stuff, but I don't think I'm going to do it. Is that a personal failing of Alcibiades? Maybe. Is that a structural flaw in Plato's position? A suggestion that wonderful as this ascent is, wonderful as philosophy is, capable as philosophy is or should be in the abstract of providing us with the answers that we need, in fact, once again, oh no, there's part of human nature that is still out there. There's something that still can't be reduced. And though we're not back in the old tragic box again, the tragic problem of the unexplained, of what's unassimilable into our theories and hopes, remains. And remains with added poignance because the original audience of the symposium would have known us unmistakably as we would know if we saw a play about what happened in the Kennedy family on November 20th, 1963. They would know what was immediately coming next. And that is, Alcibiades was going to lead the Sicilian expedition off, be recalled home, turn traitor to Sparta, and Athens was headed for disaster. And they would know, too, that if there was any single thing which led to the death of Socrates, it was his relationship with Alcibiades. If Alcibiades, it could be argued, led the Sicilian expedition and hence Athens into disaster, it was because Socrates corrupted him. Plato's defense of Socrates on that very charge. Right. He associated with Socrates, Alcibiades did, but he did not go the whole Socratic way. And in fact, he deliberately opted out. And it was not Socrates that corrupted Alcibiades. It was the fact that Alcibiades didn't stay the course with Socrates, didn't continue, turned away. That's what corrupted him. Plato's fundamental claim, all the way through his works, is an expansion of what he reports as Socrates' claim. The unexamined life, says Socrates, according to Plato, is not worth living, and the corollary of that is the systematically examined life can, whether starting from love, whether starting from consideration of mathematics, which Plato valued highly, whether starting from consideration of justice, whether starting, in effect, from wherever you are, an examined life can lead to a life full of wisdom and happiness, can lead you to a consideration of the true, the beautiful, and the good. And also, the legacy that the best approach to life is through thought and examination, not allegiance to a tradition, not obedience to received wisdom, but pursuit of wisdom wherever it can be found. We now turn to Aristotle, whom the Middle Ages called the philosopher, as if there were no other philosopher. And in some senses, you could almost say that that's true. His father was the court physician to the father of Alexander the Great, Philip of Macedon. And Aristotle himself, at one point, served as a personal tutor to Alexander of Macedon. He came from what, to an Athenian, was nowhere, a tiny town up in the north of Greece,